You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Palm tree.
What?
Hold on to your nuts. This is no ordinary blowjob.
I can't stand these. I cannot stand these. I'm over it. Can you please play that track?
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Hey guys, it's episode 32.
What up, 32?
So we posted yesterday or the day before our video for the auto show. I know we said we were going to do it right after last week's show, but we didn't.
Hey, life happened. All right, I'm grown. I got things going on.
It happens. But it is really funny. So it's on our Facebook page, Reasons Why I'm Single, facebook.com/. Reasons Why I'm Single.
Hey,
it's real hard. I've been there too.
It's real hard.
Join us.
No. And we'll go on a journey.
How's your week, Stace?
It's okay.
Oh God.
Right. A lot of just dealing with a lot of emotions and whatnot.
Are they stupid people emotions?
Yes. And then they're I'm frustrated with myself emotions. In the words of the poet Whitney Houston, I get so emotional, baby.
Every time you think of me?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I only have like three friends that know that song because I'd be like, I get so emotional, baby. And most people are just like, all right.
Okay.
Probably do something about that. Right? Like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm just like going into it. And I'm like, no, it's a real song. But you, other Chelsea and Jared are the only ones that.
We need to get other Chelsea on this show.
I know. She's in Illinois.
Well, she can call.
Oh, I guess she'd have to do that. She can't time travel.
Or just teleport.
Yeah. Oh.
Time traveling wouldn't really work.
There's an hour difference.
Oh, okay.
It still doesn't make any
sense. No, because she just
I've had a rough week. I drive a Dodge Stratus. I drive a Jeep. I like it.
My home smells of rich mahogany.
I have many leather-bound books.
So the highlight of my week.
Hi, highlight.
I got a, I totally sucked myself into one of those Facebook ads for bath bombs that pop out jewelry.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
No, okay, so.
diamond! Oh, God.
So you put the bath bomb in the tub, and it gets all fizzy and changes the color of the tub. Fun. My roommate's gonna freak out about that. She'll be like, "What is this color?"
Don't worry about it.
Because I went by the scent and not by the color, which I probably should have just gone by the color. But the scent,
no,
right?
By the scent.
Exactly. Yeah. Except for the fact that it's like blue. Dark purple.
Oh, but your hair isn't purple.
That's important.
Even though your hair looked good,
I liked my hair when it was purple.
Got involved.
We have pictures on our Facebook if you want to check it out.
Oh, we do. Oh, my gosh. Your LinkedIn picture is fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I don't even know which one it is.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Is it the one with the sunglasses?
Yes, yeah.
It's probably not professional, but.
Oh, side note. I'm sorry. Finish your.
No, no. So anyway, so you put it in and then as it fizzes, a little plastic circle comes up like from a toy. And when you open it, it's a ring. And then you go online with the code that's in it and tells you how much the ring's worth.
So what?
You could get a ring that's worth $100. You could get a ring that's worth $10. You could get a ring that's worth $10,000. So
hold on.
This is like, I'm really excited about this game.
That's like those candles.
Yes. So here's the fun thing.
Thank you.
I did it and then I got a bonus and I got a free candle. So I have another one coming in the same package. That's going to have jewelry in it, too.
So who started this where they just put jewelry in candles or
I don't know, but they're real smart.
I still can't. It's not for me personally. Like, if someone gave it to me, then.
Well, this company's pretty smart, too, because they actually let you pick the size. So even if it's a $10 ring, at least it'll fit your finger. There's another.
The candles don't let you?
There's another company that does it, and it's completely random because a friend of mine got it and then she gave me the ring because she has the world's smallest fingers and she was like, yeah, this isn't gonna fit me, and it only fit my thumb. Like, I have no idea who this ring was for.
I got my gosh.
You have dainty fingers. Your class ring was like a 4.5, wasn't
only
it?
My thighs were that dainty. So what is my ring finger? I want to say it's like a 4.
Yours is a 4.5.
That's very small. No, my class ring was for my index finger.
Oh, and that was a 4.5.
It was a men's ring. Boss. Because I saw the female equivalent. I'm like, nah, I'm getting this college degree.
I get that. I didn't get a high school class
me neither.
Ring.
I didn't want one.
Because I was like, okay, I'm good. But then my mom did get me a ring, like a real ring that I wore. And then some jerk in college stole it. But yeah, we had a party. And I put it in a drawer, like in the back corner. Like, you would have had to have been searching for it. And then magically, both my rings were gone. I could have worn them, but I felt like I might have gotten drunk and then just been like, right. No, I'm taking off everything. So I was like, no, I'm going to put it.
You made a good decision.
Yeah. And then I went back and they were gone.
Did you tell someone?
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Mm. Nobody's going to. Oh,
no,
by
I
the
meant,
way.
Did you tell someone you were putting them in the
no.
drawer?
No, I mean, maybe when I was drunk, I was like, oh, my God. No, but I don't think so.
I had jewelry in a drawer.
I made really good decisions. No, I think somebody was just made the decision to trifle through things and found rings and was like, oh, these are mine now.
What was the name of the one guy?
I said trifle, by the way.
Hey, I say trifling all the time, but trifle.
Trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I? Found another
a baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of some scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Pay my bills. No, seriously, can you pay my bills? Because I'm single and I'm out here, and it's unfair that I have to wait till I'm married to get a registry for people to buy me things. I'm single and
no,
I have to
seriously?
Pay rent by myself.
Yeah, seriously,
can I get some help now, please?
I know we need to have like a. You know, there needs to be a registry where it's like, I am still
Carrie
single.
Carrie Bradshaw did it with shoes. So.
Thank you. I know. Sex and the City.
Preach.
Love it.
Yep. Side note. Oh, it took me a minute.
Yeah, it's the Sex and the City
Didn't
theme.
Didn't Fergie do a song? And it had like, for the movie?
Yes, for the movie.
Yeah.
And it was that song, but it was like Fergalicious style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did Jennifer Hudson sing a song?
Yes, that too.
Okay, I feel like she had to.
Yes,
she
did. Yes, she did.
She
it was like the one they played
surprise.
At the credits. Like in the end.
She was such a pleasant surprise.
I know, right? She's fab. And then she's the Bag, Borrow, and Steal website.
Yes.
Oh, good. Aww. A friend of mine, actually, Danielle, she was on the show last week.
Hey!
She has this website that she rents when she goes to weddings. She rents like designer gowns.
Yeah,
and they'll send you two sizes. So that way, in the same dress. So that way, if it doesn't fit perfect,
Brilliant.
And then you just send it back. And she's like, okay, so this cost me $40. She goes, a dress would have cost me $120.
Ring and size, dress size. I'm just saying.
I was like, that's amazing.
Can
and
I
it
get
was
a
really
man
pretty.
Size?
Can I get a man?
Can you send me a man in a size 6 foot and a size 5 foot five? I just want to see if one's a little more humble.
Really? Anyway, in case you guys can hear, we have someone in the studio with us.
What?
Hello.
Yes. Juliana.
Hi.
What?
I love it. We're so happy you're here.
Yay!
Happy to be here.
I've Thanks. Known Juliana like her entire life.
Yep.
I think maybe like 1 year shy.
Yeah.
So I always say Juliana. Is that
no,
wrong?
No, it's Juliana.
Anna. Juliana. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I've always said Juliana.
It's fine, whatever.
No. Give me your beer.
Okay, go. No. Do you remember the history teacher that you didn't like that everybody else was obsessed with, Mr. Kane?
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Wait, so.
Oh, not that I wasn't attracted to him like everyone else was. It's not that I personally did not like his character.
She didn't like
him.
Oh, I didn't like his character.
No.
Oh.
So he went and gave her this whole speech about how she should pronounce it different because it sounds better. He was like, oh, that's your name? You should say it Juliana because that sounds better or nicer, or more educated or something.
My boss laughed at my hair when I had it as a fro, and I about lost it. So when you like go after like specific characteristics of someone, I'm like, oh, not today.
Right.
I almost lost my job that day. And I was like, I don't need this. Like, of course, I was screaming this in the bathroom and not to him because I still needed a job.
Because we have bills.
Can you pay my telephone bills?
I can't.
Can you
I
pay
got
my
audible
bills,
man.
Then maybe we could
chill. Don't. You do God, that's such a good song.
We should just have that playing right now in the back.
Well, Toya Luckett
talk
is back.
Over it.
She was like the kicked off member of Destiny's
Child.
She came back with a single.
Which single?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I was taking a break at work.
Sounds like it's going real well for her.
I mean, but the video had, I think it was Morris Chestnut. So I was like, oh, I can't go there. Quick switch, next. No, I gotta get work done.
So, Juliana,
yes.
When we have a guest on the show, we actually play a little get to know you game called Two Truths
and a Lie.
So, and I suck at this game, but this year, if we're just counting 2017, I'm two for two.
Oh.
Am I two for two? No, I'm three for three.
Oh, that's right, because we had two last week.
I'm three for three.
Yes.
So, pressure's on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in general, I'm at like 7 out of 17. It's not good. I don't even think it's 7 out of 17. I think it's 7 out of 19. Anyway.
Semantics.
Semantics is not a good... It's, we really should start keeping track of that if we're going to talk about it every week.
It's fine. Just numbers. Throw it.
All right.
You're 50 for 72 right now.
Right. There you go. It's not good. The point is it's not good.
I mean, it's still passing, right?
I think it might be higher than that. We have 32 shows. It's probably higher
32?
Than that. 32? Yes. All right, Juliana, what's your first fact? Right.
I had to think about this a lot because you know me too well.
Right?
Oh, so then this will be for me then.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm sure she did it just to mess with me too. It's going to be great.
All right, here's my first truth or lie.
Oh.
She gave us eyes.
Yeah.
I once successfully flirted my way out of a ticket.
Ooh. Were you speeding?
Will you stop? You always ask questions.
That is cheating. You can't ask questions.
Oh, my God.
Until after.
Okay, fine. All right.
The answers have been determined.
Thank you.
It's my game.
Also, thank you for my present, Chelsea. Don't take it back.
It's great to be here. Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry. Right. Flirted your way out of the speeding ticket.
Number two is I once stole a full keg from a house party.
Oh, that's true. For sure.
I'm not. You don't know.
Well, you kind of do. And number three is I had 3 fake IDs in college.
Whoa!
Okay.
Shout out to your mom if she's listening right now.
Hey.
I think she knows about everything anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I know you had one. I know you had one fake ID.
Did I have 3?
I don't know. Because I know you had one because I gave it to you.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I was like, this one doesn't look exactly like you, but it's valid and take it.
In that case, I had 4.
Oh. I'm like, I definitely gave you one, though. Well, in that case, I had 4.
Forgot about that one.
Dang it. Okay.
I'm going to go with the flirting is the lie.
I'm going to go with you didn't steal a keg.
The flirting is a lie.
Damn!
Oh, I'm back. I should have known by me saying, were you speeding? And you being like, you can't ask that.
Oh, I actually already had like a story planned in case you did ask me.
She
brought background lie.
That's that U of M education.
I was like, what intersection was I at?
Or just kind of the show.
I wouldn't have even gotten that specific. I probably would have asked you if the cop was hot, though. That's real.
Yeah, That's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid.
In my mind, he was.
Yeah, so. Right? When you made up the story, yeah. He was like shirtless.
And I was like flawless.
Yeah. There was a fan just blowing your hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know I pulled you over.
Okay, there is an episode of True Blood where Jason is a cop and he pulls someone over and he is not wearing a shirt. And she's like, I don't believe this is real because you're not wearing a shirt.
But I have a badge.
If I looked like him, like that's that whole thing.
Girl.
Every time. Dang. Ripped.
That video about doing squats, I'm like, in the summer, stay on this plan.
We need to post that on our page because it's so funny. Somebody... It's this guy, and he's wearing like a suit on top, and then he's wearing jean shorts, and he's got this booty.
He's got this dong.
And above it says, how I feel after I do squats.
And he's just walking,
and Beyonce is playing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like bouncing his butt, and there's this like chick in the background just staring at it in envy. Like,
I'm not even joking. That's what I do at the gym. I swear. Like, do you ever watch Bob's Burgers?
Yes, I love it.
And Latina's just like,
I was Tina for Halloween.
I just got hip to Bob's Burgers last year. And so, like, at the beginning, Tina's just like, but that's like me in the gym. When I see, like, girls, like, doing squats and stuff, I'm like, okay, what are they doing? I'm like, oh, that girl's got a donk. What's she doing? Like, I'm just staring at
checking out the chicks. That's literally the thing that they say won't happen at the gym. They're like, no, it's no gym intimidation. Nobody's staring at you. Although I did have somebody be mean to me at a gym once, and their punishment... And they were really mean to me. But their punishment was they had to pay my membership.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
So literally, like, the guy who was walking the area heard him and was like, hey, let me see your ID, your gym card. And he gave it to him and he came back and was like, okay, you're going to be paying hers for the next 3 months.
That's awesome.
So,
damn.
Yeah.
I wish someone would be mean to me at the gym.
No, you don't want someone to be mean.
No, you don't want that.
Then I get my membership paid.
Can you pay my bills?
Can someone insult me so they have a punishment of paying for on my stuff.
Right, you shouldn't have to go through, please, you know, the rough emotional cycle just to get your bills paid.
Before we get going on your story, which I'm excited to hear, we have our fake name letter of the day. So the fake name letter of the day is so that we can save the shade. So what we're going to do is Stacey's going to grab.
I haven't pulled in such a while.
Oh, wow. Stacey's going to pull a letter from the bowl. And every story that we talk about, it's a box. Stacey broke the bowl. So
letters in a box.
Nice, Stacey. Open the box.
Cut a hole in the box.
There is a hole in the box. It's getting worse as we talk.
So
every time we tell a story, instead of using that person's real name to save the shade, we are going to use the fake name letter of the day. Stacey, what is the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day today is J.
Of course it is. Juliana.
Hey. Yay. Charles, can you give us?
Sure, I can.
Another example of a name that starts with the letter J.
James.
Ooh.
Or Jim.
Hey, nailed it.
Or.
No, that's fine.
Just Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. Where you been, girl? We see you.
So, tell us your dating story, Juliana.
Well,
yeah, I know, right?
I do. You could say Juliana and then ring the bell because that's not a real name.
That's not her name.
So I'm so sorry. I've been doing it for what, 2 decades now? Like
that's all. Just, you know.
Not two decades.
But you know what? This is the same kind of thing where it bugs you. Like if somebody spells our name wrong, because Stacey and I both have odd name spellings. And you're
that's
like,
why
okay.
I feel so bad.
No,
about
but
it.
You hit a point where you're like, at this point, I expect you to spell my name wrong. If you spell it right, I'm straight up impressed. Like, or if you ask, but then I have to ask because usually the people who ask have an odd spelling in their name. So they're like, no, I don't want people doing it to
Julie
me.
Juliana. Anna. I have to think about it before I say it. I'm like, Julie. Anna. You have two names.
Long pause.
Long pause. So tell me.
All right. Well, it was hard.
Before. I'm so sorry. Are you in a relationship or are you single or are you in a situationship?
I am single.
Sorry, I had to check. We got to see how your life's panning out.
Because we have a format.
Are you recently single?
Yes.
Somebody's recently single. It's okay. She's not mad about it. Look at her face. Somebody else might be mad about it, but
she didn't get the right candle.
He had a really cute dog, though.
That's true.
This was the hardest. Honestly, the hardest part was the dog.
Seriously, I know.
Yeah. Guy I broke up with. Hardest part was his mom because she was so sweet.
Sucks.
She would buy me cake.
Stacey, you are not easy on a whole, but when it comes to cake,
he doesn't have a job, doesn't have a car.
I feel like somebody could just pull up on the side of the road and be like, I got some cake. And you'd be like, guys, there's cake.
I have some candy, little girl. I want candy. I got cake. What?
As a side note, we have a new sound engineer this evening. Her name's Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
So I had to get my mic back up.
Right? You can totally chat with us if you want.
Yeah.
No worries.
Sure. I mean, I am single. I had to think. Oh,
she had to think about it.
I was like, do they know?
Is that new?
No, it is new. Okay, it's like 4 months new,
how long was it?
A little over a year.
Oh, yeah.
So
you had a year of saying you were in a relationship, and then you got to go back to the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Long distance.
Oh,
been there. In there.
Stacey has.
Yeah. I just.
Dang.
No, I meant about the long distance.
No, if you can see your body language, you're like, you gave me the side eye like.
I didn't even mean the side
long
eye.
Distance
you guys, I had like a rough getting here today. So my game is not on point.
No, first of all, your game is always on point. If you can see how Chelsea looks right now, I'm just saying.
Thanks.
Dad, look at your chest.
I was like, wait.
I don't know. I did.
You're like, yep, she's got boots. They're there.
I promise I'm heterosexual.
Did you see my boots?
Are they what? I did see those when you came in.
Dang. Okay, so these are my first like leather over the knee boots. And I did not realize.
I gotta send you a song.
I did not realize how warm they are. They're so warm. I was walking around work and all of a sudden I'm like, I think my knees are sweating. I can't.
I mean, that happens to me, and I don't wear those boots. So.
Right? It happens to my thighs. Have I told you about my thighs?
And then my boss showed up, and she's like, oh, my God, I love your boots. And then I was like, you can't just take a compliment at that point. I'm like, yeah. Thank you. They're so warm.
Well, does the shoe part, does it bend with it, or do you just don't bend your knees? I don't know how those boots work.
There's like a slit in the back.
Oh.
So you can. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're kind of like. Sizes they look a little
slits.
Three Musketeers right now.
A little Three Musketeers.
You know, Three Musketeers. The guys with the swords. They
yeah,
used
get
to have
that,
the big
I don't
boots.
Get the reference.
They used to have the big boots. Wide boots at the top.
Oh, I didn't know.
Come on.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. How many movies do I see? I'm just curious. Sorry, Juliana.
I love you so
here.
Much.
It's okay.
Juliana.
Yeah,
you definitely did it again.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
How have you been messing this up this whole time?
I've never been corrected until now.
I feel like I've told you. Anyway, I'm sorry.
She didn't tell me. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but an Anna.
Tell me why.
Because that's what her mom named her.
You didn't tell me.
I did.
So, Juliana.
Juliana.
Well.
I know, right? We get off on tangents.
Remember when we were
my
complaining?
My favorite is Juliana was like, my story's not going to take that long. And I feel like in my head, I was like, challenge accepted. Like.
Remember on the way here, we were talking, and we were just like, don't you make my bad day about you. And we're like, Juliana, that's fine that you're here. We like totally Kanye'd you. I'm going to let you finish, but
but you have to hear about my boots.
Of all time.
My knees are sweating.
Anna.
I care about your story. I have boots.
Do they have fur?
No. Oh. They're leather, though.
Leather.
There's no song about that. I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there's a song with leather boots.
Juliana's here.
Hey.
I said it right.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to think of a story because everyone I date is really normal and cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It must be nice.
Every relationship goes really well.
Yeah.
What?
But I did get dumped because I was too sarcastic. So
I sensed no sarcasm in that sentence.
Weird.
Everybody's super normal and really, really above
I
bar.
I thought she was telling the truth. Aw.
I got dumped because I didn't. They didn't feel like I needed them enough. Mm. But then, if you're too needy,
baby,
guys think you're too needy.
You.
So yeah,
baby,
love you.
Need you.
Okay, so what's this guy's name?
So his name is Jim Bob.
Yes.
He sounds classy.
I like him already.
Yeah, right?
From a distance.
From a distance. That's a song. Yeah.
I know. That's the only part I know.
Yeah, I don't know the rest of it.
Hey, Juliana.
Except it goes into the chorus, and we're not going to do that.
Right now.
So we were dating for a few months, and he gave me this really nice present.
How long into it?
A couple months into
okay.
it. He built me a coffee table for my apartment.
Whoa!
Like IKEA or like?
No, he made it.
Wow.
Like he built it.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Is he Amish?
You better pray.
Is he Jewish or Amish?
So like, obviously.
I mean, is it a nice coffee table?
Oh, it's beautiful. Like, I still use it. It's amazing.
Well, yeah.
It's obviously
Sorry,
an
that's
amazing
furniture.
Gift. Yeah.
Mine.
So he gives it to me. And, you know, obviously
Jim
I
Bob.
Loved it.
Right?
Right.
But I responded with sarcasm because, like, how else
that's
do you,
how you do it.
How do you,
know you
express
why?
Gratitude?
I'm going to do this. I'm going to give her a little bit of a fault. So I grew up between two boys. And Juliana has two older brothers. Like, and that is how, when you have brothers, like, all I talk to my brothers with is sarcasm.
I like sports and I don't know how to, like, handle my emotions.
Right. So sarcasm.
I respond with sarcasm.
So tell me what you said.
So he like.
Did he like cover your eyes and like reveal it?
No. Okay. He told me he was building it and then he like brought it to my apartment.
Okay.
It was like
thought,
right when I moved into my apartment.
Okay.
I would have thought that was sarcastic. Hey, I'm going to build you a table.
Yeah,
adorable.
I know. I was like, okay.
And I'm like, crap.
Like, what's wrong with you? Table? You did that. Dang.
So he like brought it over because he was trying to match the stain to my TV stand.
Nice.
Wow.
So it was like a shade off. And
how
so,
dare he?
Obviously, I was like, take it away. I don't want it.
Right.
And he like didn't really laugh. And at the time, I didn't notice that. So I was like, huh, okay, thanks. Like,
So he shows, brings the coffee table over and you're like, the stain is like a shade off.
He like
take
brought
it away.
In, no, he brought it and I was like, impressed, obviously.
Right,
and
you
so then
built
he like
this.
Held it up to the TV stand. And he was like, oh, it's a little off. And I was like, oh, I don't even want it. Take it away.
Okay, see, that's blatant sarcasm. That you have to be a brick to not get that.
Yeah. No, he got it. He just didn't like it. So.
Wait, I do have a question.
Question.
Did you keep the table?
Oh, yeah.
So she still has the table.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
If I missed that, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It too. Yeah. You're fine.
No, I love it. Like, even though I don't show it, I actually love it.
So. Also, but how much, like, I get it. He built it. But how excited are you supposed to be about a coffee table? Like, where is the, because what are you supposed to be like, oh my God, it's everything. I knew you were making it.
Well, I'm just so awkward that like when people give me things, I'm like,
I mean, yay. When people give me compliments, I respond with like, thanks. Do you want some cheese?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks.
Thanks. Did you look at the ceiling lately? Because it's there.
Yeah. Like,
oh, thank goodness.
Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So
what's this guy look like? What's Jim Bob look like? I just need a picture in my head.
I feel like it would give a lot away if I described him.
Okay. Was he tall?
No.
Height?
Like, yeah, he's like a little taller than me.
Okay.
Not
taller than you.
He's in really good shape.
Hey.
Hey. I'm working on it.
Me too.
Yes. I be in the gym.
Just working on my fitness.
She's my witness. Mm-hmm.
Back. Sorry.
I cut myself off. I'm not going to go into the chorus and there's no stopping.
And
it's my jam.
Yeah. It is her jam.
What up, Fergie? Fergalicious.
Stacy. They call her Stacy.
Yes, call me Stacy.
But he's attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So
is he tan or pale? I just didn't. Now I need to
know. Girl, what?
I just want to know.
I feel like you've never been accepted before.
If he's ripped, is it ripped and tan or is it ripped and like
when I
vampire?
Took- Sidebar, when I took my little cousin to see whatever Twilight movie
was
and
out
so
at that time?
Jacob, right. So Jacob.
That guy.
Which one's Jacob?
Taylor,
the werewolf.
Taylor,
yeah. So
Taylor
he took
something.
Off his shirt. He's all ripped. And so
he is pretty darn ripped.
I took my little cousin and her friend. So they're like, ooh. And then Edward, the pale one, took his shirt off and they went, no. I'm like, that's so rude. I'm like, why? I'm like, but they're both in really good shape.
Ew. He's a vampire. He's supposed to be pale.
I'm like, but he's got abs. Like,
that's so good. Anyway, that was my point. Is he tan or is he pale?
He's tan.
See? That's hot.
Why aren't pale? Like, why isn't a pale?
I'm pale.
I don't know. They can
see.
Be.
I don't think you're pale.
I'm not against it.
I am pretty fair, though.
I know that you're fair, madam. Maiden.
Madam.
My fair lady.
That's a different job.
No, you're not a madam.
That's a different job.
I had a coworker. She was like freaking out because she's like, oh my gosh, my daughter wants to go to this expensive college. Blah, blah, blah. She goes, that's it. I'm just going to have to become a madam. And then this guy leans over to me and goes, God, I hope it's community college.
Oh, that's great.
It's not a good sign.
Oh, God.
So how long before he told you that this bothered him?
Well, we dated for like, probably 2 months after that.
Okay.
So then we were like having the talk, which I knew was coming anyway, but.
Did you feel it?
This was like, Yeah. I mean, I knew, like, we have nothing in common.
Oh, okay.
So I knew it was coming.
I needed a table. Yeah. It was cute.
So he like.
And tan.
Yeah.
And ripped.
Yeah. Why did we break up?
He built me furniture. He was tan.
I know.
But did he pay your bills?
He did not.
That's why. No, it's fine. I don't expect anyone to pay my bills until I'm married to them.
Until I'm married. I'm not so much, Stacey. I get it. Anyway, so you're having the talk. And you're like, Jim Bob.
Yeah. So he sits down and we're like doing the whole spiel. And then he's like, you know, I just feel like you need someone who likes sports and appreciates your sarcasm. And I was like, oh. And he's like, I made you that table and, you know, I feel like a normal response would have been like just thanking me and like gratitude. And instead you made a sarcastic comment.
So this has been eating away at you.
Thank you.
To it's the point where you used it as part of our breakup.
He was like the female where like something goes wrong. It's like, you remember three months ago?
I obviously when I said it. I didn't think anything of it. I was another day being a smartass. So I like didn't think about it. And then I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, no, I love that table. And he was like, yeah, I know. But, you know,
now.
You're sarcastic and that's just who you are. And I think you just need to be with someone who appreciates that.
You're like, you're right, but this is really awkward.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I can't really respond with emotion. Can I offer you a sarcastic comment?
I know. So then I was like, what do I do here? Like,
are those voids right now during this discussion? I know. Like, I don't know the rules.
Because I just want to be like, so I'll see you next week.
I mean, what?
I used a serious tone, right? Did that come off serious?
Was that not sarcastic?
The worst part was like after that, because I was like going through a really rough time in my life during that breakup, and so I was like questioning myself, and so I was like,
oh,
maybe I am too sarcastic, maybe I need to stop. So I just like stopped making jokes, and it like got really weird around people who
jokes.
Knew me. Yep, because like someone would say something and then everyone would like look to me for like a sarcastic comment, and I would just like sit there silently.
Juliana's not available right now for a joke, but please leave your name and number and a brief comment.
I'll get back to you in like 6 months.
So you're past that, clearly.
Yeah.
But okay, so I'm with you on that whole like question. So everybody knows I try to be funny. I go for the funny. I'm living.
What else are you supposed to do?
Right. Funny.
It's exhausting being genuine all the time.
Yeah. So
shoot, it's
I can't let people know
lately.
How I feel.
Right? Like, oh, weird. That's weird. So no, so I'm with you, but I find that in general there's a very small amount of men that are cool with girls being funny.
Yeah,
like, and a lot of the guys just want them to be the funny one and for you to just laugh.
Yeah,
and that's not the life I lead.
No, no.
I'm like, oh, would you like me to just laugh at your jokes? I have better jokes.
Yeah, I know. I like judge like so like now every time I date someone I'm like, "Oh, he's not funny enough. I can't do it."
Right,
because no, that's real.
I'm like to an average person that would be funny.
Right.
But to me I'm like, "This sucks. You're not funny."
I'm going to need you to
don't call us, we'll call you. Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Next. Thanks.
Bye. Right. Yeah, no, that would drive me. No, because I find that I right when I meet people I mean, I'll make a joke because that's my life. And literally, I know in that moment, I'm like, okay, they're the people who are not supposed to.
Yeah,
exactly. If I can't have that witty banter back and forth with you.
Right. And a lot of sarcasm is like teasing each other. But teasing is a playful thing to a certain extent. Obviously, there can be bad things that happen. But like, I want somebody that I can make a comment to and they'll come right back with another comment. And then I get like, I want to be able to have that funny haha time to the point where I'm going to be like, okay, we're being serious for a second.
No, seriously. What is for dinner?
I don't know. Do you like chicken today? No, seriously.
What's that meme from, not that meme, the little clip from The Notebook? What do you want?
It's not that simple. It's not that simple. Yes, it is.
What do you want?
What tacos?
Hey, always.
Maybe.
Do you want soft shell or hard shell?
Ooh. What is it? ¿Por qué no los dos?
That commercial.
Why don't we have both? And then he's like the savior of the town because he decided he wanted both tacos.
Right.
Dream man.
Oh, I'm making quesadillas tomorrow.
Yum. Mm.
Yes. I'm definitely like a planner. I can't just.
No, I'm with you. I'm on this crazy. It's not crazy, but I'm on this.
You've been doing it, girl.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man. So, so I'm doing the gym thing, and we talked about it a couple times on the show. But yeah, if you don't meal prep, like, because I'm that person who will spend every last minute I can getting ready, and then when I'm done is because I have to be in the car, so there is no time for me to be like, and now I'll make my lunch.
Oh heck no, I have to do everything the night before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, I've gotten used to on Sundays I like do.
Yep.
I do all my prep.
Thank you, Lord.
And,
thank you,
Jesus.
Oh!
Praise
him. Why is that funny?
Because it's a J.
I was going to say nailed it, but I thought that might be a little inappropriate. So I held back. But now I said it anyway, so it's out there.
You broke Stacy.
He was nailed.
Did you hear about the joke
Jesus.
That broke Stacy? No.
Oh, so good.
Just bringing it up breaks Stacey.
I'm sorry, Stacey. Did you...
afterwards. I will, yeah, we can't do it again. To that joke.
It's
okay.
So funny, though. It's Stacey makes it funnier. You have to tell people around Stacey because Stacey's reaction. She was sobbing. And then she like was sobbing because she was upset. And at first it was funny. And then it was, oh, so good. There was a roller coaster of emotions.
Man. This episode is sponsored by Emotions.
Emotions taking me over. Yeah, good song, right?
Oh,
I'm telling you, it is a Destiny's Child kind of day.
Yeah.
What day isn't, though?
You bet. No,
that's real. That's real. The days that it's not, it's just Beyonce solo. Yeah.
And I'm Destiny's Child. I'm sorry. We're Destiny's Child.
Are there people behind me?
Oh,
I don't look behind me.
Right. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Michelle.
Then the fan gets weird.
That's real.
Yeah, okay.
Yay.
So,
sorry. Meal prepping.
Yeah. No, yeah. So yeah. I'm at the gym meal prepping. Yeah. So I get that. I get the problem.
I have to do everything. So I've been going to the gym in the mornings. Woohoo! So I get there by 6 in the morning. Because I don't have time after
work. No, you got
to
do it. Yeah.
So
the days that I do it after work, I'm just like, well, now I'm awake and it's 10 o'clock at night and
on a Tuesday.
I got to go to bed and I'm awake.
Yeah, for real. So I'm bougie. Okay. So I was like, okay, I go to the gym.
I'm
going to
sound super, super dumb for a second. Okay. Bougie means that you're like, you want to be fancy, but you're not actually fancy.
Yeah. That's okay. I see. I'm just trying to make sure. What was the one time I said, bye, Felicia? I know what that means. Chelsea, quiet. So, like, I'm bougie when it comes to using public showers. I've only done it once, and it was 2 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, the gym.
Did you have a bad experience?
I don't have time. Like,
so, that's why people have shower shoes, Stacey.
I know.
It's still gross, though.
No, I'm with you. But, like, if you have to.
Well, yeah. But
so I'm not counting the dorms, though, when I talk about public showers. Is that fair? Because I did shower in the dorms.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You're
okay.
A liar. Sorry. No, you're fine. Continue your story. Only one time, two years ago.
You think you're bougie. So, okay. So how about
my
this?
Definition was correct. No.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Julie, Anna. So what was it? So it's just a lot. The gym is not far from where I live. So then I can just go to the gym, workout, go back home where I have my routine and just do my routine and all that stuff. But then I'm usually like, you know, I cut it close when it comes to getting to work. So it's just like, it would just make more sense if I just went to the gym and went straight from the gym to work. So I'm like, this is going to take a lot of prep. So it took me like a week to like really just like sit down and figure the system out. So I'm like, because I had texted you, I'm like, when we were looking for a caboodle.
Was that what that was for?
Yes.
I love you so much.
Which was an epic night, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We were searching for a caboodle.
We needed a caboodle. Although now they're coming back. They're pretty much, you can find them.
Everything from the 90s are so great.
Oh, right?
What is that?
A caboodle?
Are we allowed to ask you how old you are? You can whisper off to the side.
22 in a...
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's my baby!
No, but a caboodle is because you were born in the 90s. Do you even remember the 90s?
Were you alive for the
90s? Furbies. Christmas of 99.
No, that doesn't count.
I still have my Furby.
Yes, it does. Christmas of 99.
Oh my,
you, okay, you remembering the 90s is like me remembering the 80s, where I'm like, well, I remember 89.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, that hurt.
Yeah, didn't it?
Oh.
I'm overclumped.
The guy I'm seeing was born in 91, and that hurt me a little.
Oh, wow.
He's born in the 90s.
I like just made it in. To the
80s. Yeah.
Right.
Just few months of the 80s.
Made it.
She's like, I'm here. I don't remember it, but I was there.
Right? Listen, we out here.
Caboodle, just so you know, Ellen, was a... I want to say jewelry, but we didn't actually store jewelry in it. It was kind of like a fishing tackle box for 90s very large accessories. Like, I had a necklace that was just keychains. I still have it because I thought it was funny. One of those keychains was a xylophone that worked.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them was a mini game of Operation.
Operation.
I don't know why I had this necklace, but
you never know when you're going to need to bust out a game of Operation.
One of them was like a big plastic pencil. Like it was, I wore it a lot, actually. But yeah, so these are the things that you store in your caboodle. But you would open it. It was always some bright, obnoxious, like purple or teal.
Oh, wow, they glittery. Are coming back. They're at Target.
That's what I'm saying. They're coming up. They're coming back really in force.
Oh my gosh.
And then you would open it up and there'd be all sorts of like ways to open it and all these little compartments for your Minnie Mouse earrings and all that stuff.
Oh my
good story.
Great.
Oh my god!
You know what else is coming back? Lisa Frank.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Did she ever leave though?
She did.
Lisa Frank.
She did leave.
I have like one.
Ellen is shaking her head.
I had like one of. I never had one of her folders because my parents did not have the money for it. But I remember like we would just the girl.
Lisa was bougie.
The girl at school who had the Lisa Frank folder. You remember you just look and be like. Or she had, like, the Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. Oh. See, what did I have? When I was real little...
She can tell me how bougie she is.
Real little. My sister had a little Lisa Frank planner.
Yes!
I wanted one. Didn't get one till maybe a month later, so I made my own.
Oh, you had to wait a whole month?
Out of paper.
Oh, my God, you made your own. That's
and
so
it was
bad.
So cute because, well, hers was cute.
It was really cute.
Because it, you know, it had the classic, like, dolphins. Yeah. And then you flip it open, and it had the little notebook and a calculator in it. So I, like, she's taped crazy. A calculator to my paper.
I don't need you all.
Oh, that's my God. Awesome. No, that's even better than the regular one.
But then by fourth grade, I had the fuzzy pencil case.
Oh,
okay.
So, this to me says you're spoiled.
No. You know what? Yeah, I a little.
No, my gosh, you just said no. No,
we had cool things.
We were the ones Furbies. At Meijer when Meijer was like, all of these things are a penny. My mom was like, stack up.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
We used
the
paper,
same folder for
we
3 years.
Used paper bags to cover sucker. Our books. Like, mm-hmm. Do you remember the kid who had the elastic? You're fine. Because we started late, we're going to keep going. I don't even know what. How long are we in?
41 minutes in.
We're, so like, we're like, like 19 minutes left. Yeah. There's the countdown for listeners.
Oh, listeners.
So we had an issue last week with our contest and with iTunes for the reviews. And we got our reviews in.
Woo!
We got 3 new reviews.
You're the real MVP.
So we're not going to back. We really thought we were going to get more guys. So
that's hilarious. Watch them just pour in. Here they come.
We really thought we were going to get like.
Why isn't the counter going up?
Is our internet working?
Oh, no, we blamed it on iTunes being delayed last week.
Because it was.
It was.
It legit was.
Oh, my God.
Week.
I literally, like, cry. My stomach hurts. So.
You're like me when I'm broken.
So we have. So the 3 people who gave us reviews, thank you.
Yay!
You have a 66% chance of winning a iTunes gift card.
Yes. We will post the username that they use to leave a review on our Facebook page.
And then we'll mail it to you. Or if, like. We can get it to you at some point. We'll get it to you.
Yeah. Just direct message if we post your name.
Yes.
66 2/3 chance per
66.
66 and 2/3, right?
66 2/3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. 66.333333.
No.
66.666666.
Yeah,
sorry.
There it is.
Math.
Look at Juliana. She's like, math.
You'll get
that. You felt that, too. Remember that side eye you gave me earlier?
Oh, it hurt. It hurt.
Or triangle.
So yeah, we're gonna pick them. Wait. So and then we'll let you know who we pick, or should we pick it now?
It's up to you.
Okay. Then sure. I guess.
So wait, is it just the new ones?
Yeah, it's just the new ones. We were just.
That's true. We were just.
We're not gonna have a contest for the people who did it willingly.
Well, since it'd be really special to the day ones.
Thanks, day ones.
You get a Lisa Frank folder and a caboodle.
Oh my
it's like
gosh.
The men.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think our first 2 are guys, so they'd really appreciate that.
Right.
I
guess we'll give them a girlfriend. She'll love this.
Daughter something.
Right.
They're guys. Do you guys get like fan letters? Do you have stalkers?
I had to change my name on Facebook.
But that's actually it's pretty scary, you guys.
Right?
Watch out. Mm-hmm.
No, we were talking about this. I have a guy, and he still does it, which is annoying even after I changed my name. So I'm going to have to change my name again, I think.
I'm not crazy.
But yeah, no kidding, right? I'm just going to show up at your bar. Crazy. So he creates a new password, a new profile, and then sends me really specific, odd messages. But they all have that same verbiage to them.
Him.
Like, yeah, him. We talked about
murder tone to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ooh, I had an ex-boyfriend who did that.
Let's see. I mean, everybody says we're super funny. Must listen. Yay. So, you know.
Must not be single or else then maybe they date us.
Not funny enough to date.
Okay. I have just, this is how technical we're going to do. I have assigned a number to
That's what I was hoping you'd do.
Each of the constituents.
Ooh.
And you're going to pick two.
Okay. We're going to go with two.
Okay.
One.
Okay. So
do we have it? Dang it.
The buttons
thing.
Are all off on that thing.
So mad.
I think it's the drum.
That's the one I hit.
Oh, I think it's the hands. Yeah, there it is. KMB006.
Yay!
And Lynn 2K17.
Woo! 2K17, because it's 2017. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, ha. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Numbers.
So we're going to contact you on our Facebook and all that good stuff, because we're going to do our darndest to find you. No.
I know you see that. Somebody's watching me.
And I have no privacy. Oh.
Only you would know. The rest of that lyric, because I was like, that's all I got,
because somebody's watching me all the time. So guys, I didn't go on a date this week.
That's fine.
I know, right? I've been busy, and the guy that I am seeing has also been busy.
Well, you know, med school and all.
Happens.
Same. Sometimes you get busy.
It's yeah, and it's not like I want to, and I'm busy too, so it's not like I want to be like, be with me.
Right. Like, and even if you felt that way, you can't say it because you'd be a hypocrite.
Right.
Because that's the way I would be. I'd be like, but
no,
I
because
need more attention. No, I really need more attention. I'm not being sarcastic this time.
No, I did send him a message 2 days ago, and it was like, hey, so when am I going to physically see you? And he was like,
some valid question.
And I'm like, just, you know, just no time for, I just want a goal. So I don't want to sit here and hope that it's this weekend if it's not until next week. That's fine.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to meet up tonight, but then he got a really big assignment at school. So so he's got to do that.
I mean, you know, he's a doctor.
So. He's a doctor.
I'm going to say all the time.
He's a doctor. No, he's, you know, but he's really funny and very, he gets my sarcasm. It's really funny. Aww. Like, and I made some comment. I was like, I would just like to, you know, hang out with you and not dump water in your pants. And he was like, or on your pants. And he was like, oh, I completely forgot about that. And I was like, liar. And then he's like, no, I really, really forgot about that until you told me. I'm like, well, great. Happy to remind you that.
Right? I'm a keeper.
Hey, remember that time I embarrassed myself? Although I did have a conversation with somebody about this because clearly it's been on my mind. And they came at it with a different perspective. And they were like, because we were supposed to meet at the comedy club, but his battery died. She was like, he is not even worried about the water. He is probably in his head thinking, great. She's got to come rescue me, and my car didn't even start on the first right? That's, and I didn't even think about that because I'm all in my head about pouring water on his crotch.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Not
sticks
so great
with you.
Really, so, you know, on both ends.
I never
didn't think about that either.
Chels, what's his name?
His name is Joey.
Hey! Aww. So I've only seen 3 episodes of Friends.
Ooh.
And the one I saw was Joey doesn't share food.
Oh, Joey doesn't share food.
That's
love
me
it.
All day.
I love
me
it.
All day.
I love it.
I love it. I love it.
do you do that on dates? Because I would.
I mean, I'm pretty awesome on dates, as you guys know. Let's
I mean,
be real.
At least you go on them.
So one of these times we're going to get Stacey like and on a date. And then the day that I don't go on a date, it won't matter because Stacey went on a date.
It's true. It's so true.
Yeah.
So really, it's a good thing you're here, Juliana, because you're the only one who had a dating story. Well, I mean, yours was more like a breakup story. Yeah. I had a okay, worst place somebody's ever broke up with you. Let's like, because mine was Uno Pizza.
Shut up, they're a sponsor for LA Fitness this week. There's
LA Fitness's sponsor.
Or the like restaurant of the week or business of the week or something like that.
Oh. Well, maybe they entered a contest or something. But no, they probably paid. But pizza at it.
Well, that's so, like the other, I think it's Planet Fitness. They'll have like pizza nights.
Yeah,
at the
gym. They have like bagels and stuff?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Making sure they keep their clientele.
Yeah, that's true. But no, I was at Uno.
Pounds, huh?
I was at the Uno over by AMC Theater.
Yeah.
And
that's the one I know.
We met up and I was just so excited for the food and to like hang out with him that I literally had no idea what was going on. So I get there and I like
Warner.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm so happy to see you. I hadn't seen his name was Jerry. And I'm like, Jerry, I haven't seen you in like a week or whatever. And I'm so happy to see you. And he's very somber. And he's like, yeah. No. And he's not that not that character. So I was like, wow, you must be really hungry. Let's just order.
Food trumps everything.
Let's go right to the chase. Let's go
to
the
order. I don't even order that much because I had already had dinner and it was kind of short notice. So I just got like a little app or something. And he's like, you sure you don't want to get anything else? Like, you can get anything.
You can
take it to go. You can get anything you want. And in my head, I was like, no, I'm good. I like
classic
ordered what I want.
Classic.
Right? Like, right. You can get anything you want. I'm like, no, I mean, I'm fine.
If you have to let an employee go, oh, let's go out to lunch. You know, my treat. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
You pick. Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's go to Benihana.
Right, man.
At that point, you're just ordering everything.
Like Friday afternoon.
I'm allergic to shrimp. We're getting all the shrimp, too. Like,
and I'm suing you for giving me this allergic reaction. Joke's on you, buddy.
But then, like, we're eating, and then, like, halfway through the food, so he's rude. Like, so I called you here for a specific reason. I was like, yeah, because the food here is great.
I called you here? Is he, like,
yeah.
You in court?
So right? Now this is a business meeting. Yeah. All right.
And I'm like, okay, I was like, I just figured because we've never been here. But okay.
No, I like
and,
it.
And he's like, and I feel like in his head, he was like, a smarter woman would have figured this out by now. But no, I was like crazy about him. So I had no idea. And then he dumped me. And I was just like, wait, that's why we're here? And I was like, I like this place. Why would you ruin this place for me?
Take me to a Hooters or something that I have no respect for. Don't take me to a deep dish pizza joint.
And I was like, why would you even let us go inside? I'm like, why not just do it? And he goes, I don't know. You seem like really happy to see me. And I'm like,
I guess I'll buy her dinner. Waiter, I will take my check and a box.
Right?
He will take my check.
I would like to order more food before I leave.
For my family who loves me unconditionally.
That is by far, I had no idea.
Well, you're supposed to do it in public. So that way, if they have a scene, like, so hopefully they won't make a scene.
Oh, see, at that point, I would be like,
but I feel like you would own it. You'd be like, oh, good day. You would stand up and make a speech.
Throw a chair.
No, right? At that point, I'm gonna start making up stuff. And I'm going to stand up and be like, you're leaving me and our three children? Be like, what about little Jerry Jr.? He has so much life within him. You're leaving us for that girl? Just pick a random girl.
She's like, oh, heck no.
That's like a 90-year-old woman.
I'd be like, I hope you enjoy it. Storms. Oh, I would totally do that in my head. In my head. Yeah.
Now, the worst one I ever had. Worst ever. So, speaking of long distance. So we spent the holidays together. We even looked at rings, you know.
Damn. I mean, like, if you, as a guy, you don't do that.
No.
Like, you do not look for rings.
And then,
unless you're looking for rings. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was one of those, like, it was one of those coy, like, you know, because we had to
How long have
to
you been dating at this point?
2 years.
What was his name?
Jamal. It's a good one. Friends with all y'all. he was getting I want to say it was like a Christmas present for his mom or something like that. And he was just like, by the way, like, you know, what would you be interested in? I was like, what?
Oh, subtle.
I was like, baby, wow. Oh my gosh.
Mr. Should we try it out?
Right. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
crazy. I mean, we can get a size later. Oh, my gosh. So then my mom's just like, oh, my goodness, but he's Catholic. So does that mean we have to have a Catholic wedding? Because we're not Catholics. I'm like, Mom. So then, like,
Christmas. Who wants to marry me? Shut up.
So Christmas goes by, nothing. New Year's, because it's New Year's Eve party.
Did he get you, like, a present, though?
Yeah, we did. I'm not huge on gifts either. So, yeah. Like, we just did something.
But
small.
Something, right? Like, it wasn't like Christmas went by. And you were
no.
Like...
We did gifts. Yeah. So then,
like, hey.
Right. So then we go to New Year's. And it's just like, you know, oh, having fun, blah, 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 blah. So we used to go back home in like 2 days or whatever. So we have fun. And it's just like, you know, oh, cheers to the New Year. Oh, we're cheersing to. He's like, to whatever happens next. So I was just like, okay. But I mean, you know, I'm okay. Like, it's New Year.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what a great toast. Right. So then 2 days later, he gets home. And he was just like,
he went home.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even do it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I try to be a decent Christian woman, but when I say that went out the door, every single word. Like, I remember calling Jared. I was like, Jared, I said a lot of bad words. He's like, Stacy, you didn't. I'm like, it's a lot of bad words. But I was just blindsided. He's like, I just don't see this going long term. Mother, we done looked at rings. You gave me a Christmas. Your mom got me cake. She bought me cake. Like, she did those caramel cakes. So
Stacy's so bad. It sounds like she's Morse code asking for help on the table.
Do you know? Livid. And then so like I go through all of these emotions for like a week, and like we had been drifting apart, like anyways, a little bit. Just like
distance is hard.
I got through a
That's
rough.
What happens when you look at rings?
Got through a rough patch. I was like, let me go back to church. And I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm getting my life back together. He's going through a rough time. I'm like, dude, just like, you know, pray, go to church, blah blah blah, blah. So then I go through a week of these like angry emotions. So then like, but he's still a nice guy. So he's just like, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, thanks. Of course, I'm like bawling,
right. No,
and I'm
no,
going
but...
to work. I'm like, why are there so many songs about love? Like, it was a mess. So yeah. Then
Adele was super popular, yeah. And you're just like,
you had to come back now, Adele. Yeah. So then, like, week of angry emotions, and then I was just like, you know what? I just really wish you would. I was just like, how long have you been feeling this way? He goes, well, I finally took your advice, and I prayed about it, and God told me that I had to let you go. So you could do what you needed to do. I'm like, first off, if you would have started with that, I wouldn't have to go through a week of emotions being pissed at you.
Because
then, I was just like, how long ago did God tell you that? 3 months ago. I could have been through Christmas. God. I would have been fine.
And you know, the worst part is he heard that and then he was like, no, I'm going to wait till after the holidays because that's better.
You really need to have a talk with God. That wasn't very nice on his part.
We did. God's
big
good.
Guy in the sky.
God didn't mess it up. The other guy did. God bless Jamal. He's doing quite well now, which is good.
That's
no
great.
Hard feelings.
So anymore. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry. So we have like, you know, a minute left.
Oh,
just kidding. We have five.
Okay. So we're going to do first impressions. So first impressions are the messages people send us on our dating sites and the crazy ones.
Yay.
And I am going to title this witty responses.
Ooh, witty responses.
Yeah. Witty responses. So this guy's name is Jethro.
Oh,
and Jethro.
Solid.
Jethro said, are you Abraham Lincoln? Because you're causing an uprising down south. And
awesome.
My response is no, but I'm Andrew Jackson and I'm about to send you on a trail of tears.
Oh! Good job. Good job.
So this next one is from Julius.
Oh, Caesar.
And he said, if I sent, in quotes, special D, would you accept my package? And then I said, I refuse to sign for anything that small.
Oh, got him. Yahtzee. Oh, my gosh. So I know I used to say Yahtzee all the time. Never played it.
Did say it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Right?
When did that stop?
Probably when I stopped using cellular. I tried so hard to bring cellular back. And I'm like, no, Charles, now is the time.
Stop,
it's never the time.
Stop. Stop trying to bring fetch back. It's not
cellular.
Yeah, no. Oh. What's the other one that you like to say a lot? I don't know. Let's not pick on Stacey in this
Mobile?
Moment.
I mean, you said you had a list of things that I needed to stop at 20 in 2K17. Yeah. So I know I have not said intense all 2017. There was a person that came in to work, a contractor, and he said it, no joke, 4 times, describing his daughter's overseas trip. And I'm like,
oh my God, how intense was it?
I'm like sweating. He was like, it was so intense. It was just intense. Oh, it was the most intense thing. Doctors Without Borders. And it's just a really intense climate. I'm like, I'm like serious. You're conversation. Like,
were they intense?
Wait, how was it?
Was it intense?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. There, at that point, then it just bursts out of her and she just stands up and yells, it's intense! Just, you know.
No, I was just like fake, like hard cheesing and crying. Yeah. Like, that's a really good story.
This next guy's name is
Jehoshaphat.
Okay. And he said, are you a raisin? Because you're raisin my dick. And I said,
unacceptable.
Are you a Lego? Because you're blocked.
Love the blocked move.
We're good at this. Right, got room for like one more. Oh, yeah.
So then this guy sent me, I hate these pictures. What's this guy's name?
Jerome.
Jerome.
Oh, Jerome.
So he sent me the emoji of an eggplant, which we all know what that means.
Stupid.
So it said, my eggplant, my eggplant is so hard. And then I responded with, to find.
Oh. You jerks. In these
I
jokes.
Seriously enjoyed it, all of those.
Good job, Chels.
I was like, this is a good day.
You can't handle these jokes. You can't handle me.
You can't handle this.
Okay.
Sorry, she's too funny. Juliana, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
on the
for
show.
Yes.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay,
we'll see you guys
bye.
Later. Bye.